Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Zurian Bennett, and this is the Zurian Show. Today, we're going to get a special treat. We're going to get to talk to a gentleman that is a hard charger when it comes to the love of his love of music, his passion for music, and his want and need to bring a certain kind or class of music out to the world in general. That gentleman's name, I call him Malcolm Green. All right. Some people call him Dr. Green. Some people call him a couple of other different names, all positive. This motivating and hard-charging young man has definitely got the spirit of music not only in his heart but in his soul, and he's definitely a force to be reckoned with. Malcolm comes from the Baltimore area, and he's a very strong lover of hip-hop, alternative music, and hardcore music. And he should be coming on in a few seconds. Anyway, the Malcolm Green is just an incredible individual. He's also the founder and CEO of Grown Folk Music, and that's music with a M-U-S-I-K. Again, this young man is just really incredible, and he's another person that's definitely on the cutting edge of music for this time and this age, and he's also keeping it real with the things that he does. Malcolm, are you with us? Hello, Malcolm, are you with us? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're just waiting for Malcolm to get on so that we can go ahead and move forward with the program. But again, this young man is definitely a a mover and a shaker in the overall music world, and he should be getting on with us shortly. Like I said, Malcolm Green is actually the founder of Grown Folk Music, Grown Folk Radio, Grown Folk Music in general. He's the CEO of the company. They call him D-Water Green and D-Water Green Music Company, or Malk Giziz Green. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure to speak with Malcolm Green, and like I said, he is the founder of this outstanding group of young people that are doing positive things out there in the world today. This young man not only writes his own music and creates his own music, he also assists other artists in the D.C. metropolitan area to live their dream. You know, he not only writes, like I said before, he's helping others to realize their dream as he works to create the real music as he sees it. He takes a different stand on music as a whole, where, as I was talking to him once before earlier, he was telling me that with the way he likes to look at his music, he doesn't like to, and I'm going to use his words, not mine, when a rapper or a hip-hop artist is actually going out there to make music, he says a lot of times what they do is they'll take a commercial beat and they'll basically spit on that beat, or rather they'll take a beat that's hip-hop, and instead of, you know, creating their own or stepping outside of their normal genre, he'll turn around and take that music and make it his own. But not the hip-hop music. What he'll do is he'll go outside of the normal genre of music. Like, he may take classical music, all right, or he may take, you know, some other style of music, let's say a Baroque or a particular beat that he really likes, and he'll take that and he'll move that and mold that into what you would call a classic, or a we'll call it a grown folk music type of a pattern or hip-hop as he goes to create the work that he creates. Again, this young man is truly an artist and truly one of the people that are on the pinnacle of creating music and bringing that type of music to the world. So, with no further ado, Malcolm, are you there with us? Malcolm. All right, Malcolm must have run into some technical difficulty, so we're going to go ahead and keep on talking and keep on moving this forward. Again, as I was saying, what Malcolm does, because he's on cue right now, we're just waiting for him to actually click in. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I know you really don't want to hear me. You want to hear the doctor himself talk about the things that he wants to talk about and share with us what makes grown folk music grown folk music. So please stand by for just a second while we check and see what's holding up Mr. Green or Dr. Green. Again, please stand by. Again, this is Zurian, and we should be getting Mr. Green on in a second. I don't believe it's him. I think we're having some technical difficulty on our side. And ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the delay, but we will be getting Dr. Green on in a few minutes. And if for some reason we can't, then we will just re-air this show and try to get him on at another time. But we are going to try to get him on in the next minute or so, so please feel patient. Be patient. Again, this is the Zurian Show, and we're just waiting for Mr. Green to come through. Hold on, please.
Is his line there? You see where it says callers? Hello? On the far right side, there should be a list of callers. Is this, what you're looking at, is it black? Is it a black screen? You see where it says studios? See where it says studio on that? Check that line and pull that. No. Studio. New studio. You see the line?
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Dr. Green. Dr. Green.
Yes. Hi,
sir. I'm sorry. I am so sorry for the problem, and I apologize to the listeners. I'm sure that everybody could hear us, but we couldn't. We just couldn't get connected. Again, I think we're going to have to hear the show again, but we're going to go ahead and move forward. Anyway, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the great, the outstanding Dr. Green.
Thank you. Welcome. Hey, thank you guys for listening. Z, I heard all those beautiful and wonderful things you're telling me. Why are you feeding these people with these lies, man?
That's no lies. You're a talented brother, and we want the world to know that so that they can understand and share in the glory that you have to push out. Could you give us a little bit of history on Dr. Green? A little bit about your background.
Dr. Greenberg, to be specific, drgreenberg@gmail.com if you want to contact me. My start, especially as far as the music is concerned, probably age of 13. I'll be dating myself, but at the time Run DMC was big, and I was into hip-hop music at that time. I had my first real listen of hip-hop music about, I guess, 79. I fell in love with her, hip-hop. When I heard, Sugar Hill Gang with the hip hop, a hibbit to the, at that point in time, and started DJing about the age of 13 when I Run DMC was really big at that point in time, and I haven't stopped since.
Hoorah, hoorah. Could you do me a favor and tell us?
Yes.
Well, I talked a little bit about how you create your music. I think I hit that pretty much on the head. But what type of music is the type of music that grown folks' music is actually putting out there?
Well, grown folk music, our music is, like you said, alternative and a little hardcore, hard-edged, but most of our music is, trying to make some kind of point or some kind of story about, you know, what people are going through in their regular lives. It's a grassroots music, so not a lot of, what's permeating today, the materialism in the music and having all this money. And, you know, that's the important thing. What kind of car do I drive? Or, you know, how much is my chain blinging? Or, you know, do I have, you know, nice diamonds in my teeth? Things of that nature. We try to touch home with stuff that, you know, regular people can relate to, because most people that I know, you know, can't afford those things. So, and then making the music, the actual instrumentation of the music, like you said, I like to take bits and pieces of, say, you know, it could be classical music, it could be soul music, R&B, old R&B, jazz, you know, old rock and roll, whatever. And, you know, what I liked and loved so much about hip-hop is a type of music that is a recycling music. It's a green music. So, in essence, it takes elements of other things and creates something completely different. And that's really, you know, basically in a nutshell how I like to do it. I don't like to, you know, imitate anybody. I want to be, well, it's easier to be myself than to try to be somebody else. So.
Yes, and if anybody's ever met you, they can tell that you're definitely a very original brother. So what motivates you is taking the music and then putting out a positive type of a vibe with it. You know, you're not spreading that negative message that a lot of the other people that do rap and hip-hop are actually pushing out. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. No, I don't want to misinform the listeners either. We do both sides of things because there's both sides of things in reality. But there's always a moral lesson or a point to the music, whether it's, you know, to either enjoy or dance or not to dance. In fact, I am in the process of finalizing and mixing my first mixtape as a grown folk entity called Purple Polo. On there, it's basically, you know, some party music, basically saying, what the first song that says, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us and enjoying our music, our original style. Then we pay homage to some of the hip hop before us in a song called The Truth. You know, we, you know, in that kind of vein, we're really just trying to promote the history of hip-hop music, because I think a lot of it gets lost in what's happening to today, and especially mainstream hip-hop music.
All right. Again, another positive message being put out there by a very positive brother. And you were saying before that you use different types of forms of advertising. I understand that you also have a 90210 number. You know, with a grown folk, 90210, I think it is.
It's G folk, five letters, G F O L K. And then you you can hit you text that to 90210, and we'll get your information. You'll get my immediate information, contact information for booking, things of that nature. In fact, the first 10 people that hit me on iZig right now. We'll get a free Purple Polo mixtape and be in the draw for a couple T-shirts. So get a couple people to go ahead and hit G-Folk and text that to 90210.
Hoorah, look at that. We're doing a real special here today, folks, for all of those that are live and listening. That phone should start blowing up. I've heard some of your stuff, and I'm telling you, it's definitely the move. Definitely the move.
Cool.
So you're working with Purple Polo, huh? To do a,
yeah, well, yeah,
your mixtape is going to be called Purple Polo.
The mixtape is called Purple Polo. we're doing some things. We performed, in fact, last night in D.C. at an establishment called Island Cafe. They also put on a TV show on Comcast channel. I think it's 190, and the show comes on at 4 p.m. and 12 a.m. Every day. So, you might be able to check us out there performing live.
What was that station channel again?
190.
Okay.
I'm going to confirm that before we depart. But I believe it's 190 on Comcast, and definitely this area, Comcast. So.
Okay, and that's the D.C.
Like
metro area.
4 p.m. Yeah, and that airs at 4 p.m. and 12 p.m., yes.
Outstanding. Well, everybody can get a little bit of a snip of the work you do,
yeah.
Plus, of course, those that tax in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, influenced by soul music. My mother was a big listener of Earth, Wind & Fire, which is actually like my favorite group. And then my dad, she was more into soul music. My dad was more into alternative kind of rock music. So he put me down with people like Steely Dan, Bob, jazz musicians, you know, the classics like, you know, Thelonious and Miles and Coltrane, but also like the more contemporary, you know, later times with Joe Sample out of the, I think the name of his group was, what was the name of that group? Joe Sample's a pianist, and he's an awesome pianist, and he was part of a group that did Native New Yorker. You know that song.
Okay.
I know you got to know that
mm-hmm.
song. being the Bronx fan that you are, and which is the home of hip hop, you know. So you know you got that coming through your soul, man. So you know,
that's true.
Yeah,
I remember Run DMC and all of those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
We were, how you say, sure. back then. Hey, I guess I'm dating myself too. We were actually running the streets with some of those guys from time to time. Of course,
hey,
when they first came out, it wasn't that big.
Yeah, whoever would have thought that they would be multimillionaire moguls and that would be the preeminent culture going throughout the planet right now. It's, you know, it's amazing to see the growth, both, you know, the potential growth, both positive and negative. It has such an influence on people.
Okay. Question, how did you come up with the name G-Folk? Hello? You still there? We're losing you. You must have gotten to a bad zone or something. Dr. Greenberg, you still there with us? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looked like we temporarily lost Dr. Greenberg. I guess we're going to have to get him more of an IT background. But anyway, talking a little bit more about him while we try to get him back. Don't let this brother fool you with this rap thing. At one time, he was going to school to become a chemist. So this brother's not slow. And I think in his day-to-day business, one of the other things he does is he's a programmer, a program analyst for a major information systems contract, or excuse me, company, and works on some major contracts. So this brother's not only cutting music up. This brother's not only, you know, doing it out there in the D.C. area and representing like not too many people can represent in this day and age. This is a brother with some brains, okay? Brains in the sense of running his business, taking care of, you know, all of the things that he's got to take care of, including, you know, family and trying to help the youth and do positive things out there in the community. But also, again, being a guiding light for all of us to look at and look up to. And in this day and age, boy, do we need some guiding lights. And especially in some of the particular environments that we have to deal with today, a brother like Dr. Greenberg, which that's what I'm going to just call him from now on, is one of those positive forces that, you know, is definitely a role model for the rest of us to look up to. Again, this is a very powerful brother. Dr. Greenberg, you back with us?
Yes, hello? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Yeah, we got you.
All right.
Don't know what happened.
What I was saying before, reference to grown folk music, I came with the name. It basically came from initially Good Feel Music. Me and a friend of mine was actually doing my production prior to me, you know, starting to produce, trying to make a sound called, you know, Good Feel Music. We were using a lot of old soul sounds, trying to make smooth, kind of like disco-y type songs, but, you know, with hip-hop. And I guess you could say, tangent off of him. And I said, I'm going to still use the GFM, you know, acronym, but initials, but I like grown folk better because, you know, we're grown folk music. So this is not your child's hip-hop. You know, this is not childish hip hop. We're attempting to make a movement to change people's ways of thinking and looking at hip hop music and you know, issues in general, you know. So
okay. Your mixtape that you're actually putting out now, or your mixed CD tapes,
yeah,
don't really apply anymore. How did you come
up
with the name?
I want to be on CD. There'll just be electronic copies that I'll be shipping out to people. We're gonna go green and save the planet.
That's a beautiful thing. There you go, ladies. You got somebody out there that's pushing for green for the world. Look at that. He's trying to keep it there for our youth.
Yep.
Purple Polo. How did you actually come up
yeah.
with the name of that?
I had a purple polo shirt, and I was the hook is like, picture me in my ride on a purple polo with purple pine needles in my eye so low, and it's like, you know, it's like a riding song. Basically, you're riding out, driving your car, you know, listening to something smooth. The music itself is very smoothed out and laid back. In fact, I use a sample that may be familiar to some. It's called A La La Dee Da Da Da, the homeless song by Crystal Waters.
Mm-hmm.
I actually sampled that similar to how T.I. used it. However, I changed it up a little bit, and you know, and in doing that, you have to discuss, you know, legalities with the publishers of the song in order to put that out. So I had to actually talk to the producer, whose name is Neil Conway, and Neil, he actually listened to the song, and he was like, "Dude, you changed it so much that I hardly recognize the sample. It's not like you would even have to come talk to us about it." But of course, I want to handle everything legitimately, so, you know, basically I'll make sure that he gets his ASCAP and publish it as I get mine when we get radio and airplay, things of that nature. But
okay,
how that came about.
Well, I hope you young people hear this. This is somebody that's going by it the right way. He's not pirating anybody's stuff. He's out there pulling this music and talking to the actual individuals that made the original cuts and getting their
Absolutely.
Permission, their okay, and their documentation behind him so that everybody wins and nobody ends up losing later down the street.
That's right. There's no point in going the other way, because you lose in the end. Lots of people have lost their career just because they came out with a hit, but, you know, sampled a song they didn't get clearance for. And it's very simple to get clearance. All you have to do is contact the people and ask for their permission. And once they give you permission, they'll tell you how to go about paying them. Simple as that. Everybody wants to get paid for their work.
I hear you. So earlier you were telling me how long you've been in the business and what inspired you to actually move forward, which is also very, very notable. You know, you said your mom, your dad, the music that they listened to, and some of the older artists, you know, back in the, we'll call it the Aretha Franklin days, motivated you and moved you forward, again, with Run DMC and, you know, all of those individuals. Where do you see the future of music going?
The future of music?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, you know, being the internal optimist that I am, I hopefully it will go in a direction where it's never gone before, because that's where I'd like to see it go. I'd like to see things that are continually repetitive and don't push the envelope. When people push the envelope, I think they make the most beautiful of art. So, you know, I can't predict where it's going to go, but my optimist attitude, hopes that it goes in a great positive and, you know, world-changing direction. I think music has a way of influencing people and changing people's ways of thinking, and hopefully people will start making more positive music and you know, change this warring ways that we have going on and make it a more peaceful and pleasant place to live.
Okay, this is kind of a trick question for you. Where do you see G-folk music going in the next, we're going to keep it short, but we'll say 2 years?
Well, the next 2 years, my immediate plan is to definitely increase our catalog. We have a catalog about 100 songs that we've created over the last year. Fine tune them, put out records. I don't really do this for the money per se. It would be nice. Don't get me wrong, I will be capitalizing. However, my thing is, I've been doing this for 20 plus years out of love, because I just love the creative process. It's very fulfilling, very cathartic. So our group, you know, should we all stay in good standing and in good health, in 2 years, hopefully we'll be making some national moves and doing some touring and, you know, earning money so that we can take care of our families and do what we love to do.
How many people are actually in your group?
Probably about, let's see, myself, my cousin, five founding members, I would say, and then there's other people that are affiliated with us.
Okay, would you like to give out a couple of names? We've got about
well,
2 minutes
left.
Well,
I want to say big shout-out to two of my grown folk music fam. Real, that's my DJ, and also my cousin, my big brother and mentor. Flipside, my man Lion the Beast, Chris Peanut Pearson, Lil Baby Jarvis, and also 1080 Pooms. Pooms is incarcerated right now on some stuff that probably shouldn't have happened to him, but his date out is July 6th, so we're very excited to get him home.
Hoorah, hoorah. Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to share with us? You got any upcoming events?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody who took the time to listen. I want to say what's up to my wife who was listening. She's like, where are you at? Why are you not on the radio? When we were having our initial difficulties. Basically, in the next few weeks, I mean, we've been just doing a lot of local open mics.
Local gigs.
If you go to Grits the Dictator, actually, you can go to my Facebook page. Fan page is Grown Folk Music. Right on Facebook. You can't miss us. I have all the information there. Also at www.reverbnation.com/grownfolkmusic, one word. And also you can tweet us at Grown Folk Music, all the same.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Information is always there, so we always keep it out there.
All right, we're gonna be ending the show in about a second. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Zurian Show. I apologize for any inconvenience that we may have caused. We're going to get the doctor back on again, Dr. Greenberg back again, but I want to thank you and everybody for listening to our show, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Continue to look at us online and favorite us, and we're going to move forward. Dr. Greenberg, thank you very much for your time.
Zurian, thank you so much for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you,
not
everybody out there, for listening, too.
We'll get you back again. Thank you, my brother.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Again, all everybody, right. Thank you very much. And don't forget to hit him up on iZig. Again, that way, too, you can know about any type of events that he's going to have in the future and where he's going to be
absolutely
in the area. Thank you very much,
absolutely,
everybody, again, and you have a beautiful day. And we'll talk to Dr. Greenberg again. Take care. Be well.
All right.
Bye-bye. Farewell.
Hello? Z?
Yeah, hold
on.
Oh, yeah, you are sounding all giggly.
Oh,
that's not going to sound very manly there, my brother.
Oh, I'm securing my manhood.
I hear you. That's a beautiful thing. Hold on for a second so I can clear. All right, let's go ahead and sign off, and I will get back to you in a minute.
Okay.
All right.